This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. When the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June, abortion access became limited or illegal in several states, including at least 17 where the procedure is now severely restricted or banned. One of those states is Tennessee. An abortion ban went into effect last Thursday, and it doesn't criminalize those who have a pregnancy terminated. It punishes those who perform the abortions. Blake Farmer of WPLN in Nashville reports.
Dr. Carolyn Thompson entered obstetrics and gynecology more than 30 years ago when she had no thought of Roe v. Wade being overturned.
I had no idea that I would be setting myself up to be a criminal. And that's pretty much the way it is now.
Because abortions happen all the time to care for a miscarriage or other non-viable pregnancies. That's one reason the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists has made an unequivocal statement that abortion is an essential component of comprehensive, evidence-based health care. But Tennessee's law has no real exceptions for doctors. If charged, it's on them to prove that their actions were justified to save the life of a mother. Thompson says she's treading lightly.
I mean, I've already had circumstances where I have to leave the room and say, hey, I've got to call my liability carrier because I need to find out what's acceptable for me to tell you.
She even worried how far she could go instructing the patient where to get a procedure in another state. Thompson is seeking counsel, even though she's often the one giving advice as a medical litigation consultant. In Chattanooga, Dr. Layla Zahedi says she has an attorney on speed dial.
That is why I have a criminal defense lawyer on retainer, so that I have someone to say, like, is this legal? Is it safe?
That retainer costs her $10,000. She's a high-risk obstetrician, so all of her patients have complications. Often they have a desired pregnancy, but caring for a mother with health problems can be a delicate balance with the life of the fetus. And Zahedi says doctors are no longer making decisions based on medical training and what's best for the patient.
They're making decisions to protect themselves, which is the right thing to do in most cases, right? Like, I can do no one any good if I don't have a license or if I'm in jail, quite honestly. I am no good to anyone at that point.
But Chicago attorney and anti-abortion activist Paul Linton says doctors acting in good faith have nothing to fear. He helped write the new law in Tennessee and several other states.
If there are unusual circumstances that justify an abortion, there's no doubt in my mind that a prosecutor would not charge someone.
At least not a responsible prosecutor, he adds. But OBGYNs say there's not enough appreciation of the nuance they face every day. Take the patient Dr. Zahedi just treated, 15 weeks along, and her water had broken, but the fetus still had a heartbeat. Infection risk for the mother increases by the day. But Zahedi says she's probably sending that mother out of state now. Many OBGYNs are playing it safe, including Dr. Kimberly Looney.
I don't see a lot of my colleagues falling on the sword. I don't think that'll happen.
Up until a few weeks ago, Looney was performing abortions all the time as chief medical officer for Planned Parenthood of Tennessee and North Mississippi. She's now left that job to go into private practice, and she says she may face extra scrutiny because of her resume.
I've always felt like a target. It was just the fact that me knowing that I believe in a woman's right to choose and me making the choice to be her advocate will always make me a target.
Looney says, however, the rest of the medical profession is about to get a dose of reality because she's the one who took the difficult patient in the past when a sticky situation came up. When abortions were still allowed on a limited basis, she would hear from a cancer doctor about a pregnant patient who needed to terminate in order to receive aggressive treatment, or about a rape victim or a pregnant child, now with no exceptions.
For that pediatrician with a 12-year-old that's pregnant, because it happens, that's now your problem. It's an everybody problem.
Looney says doctors of all kinds, not just OBGYNs, will end up facing the consequences in states implementing all-out bans. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.